Today's daf is Brachis Daf Yud Beis, and we are 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis Tanan Hasa. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima to Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza and Li'ilu Nishmas Yitka Bas Reb Nosson. So the Gemara briefly shifted its attention from the halachis of Kriyishma to the halachis of Birchas Kriyishma. Today's daf begins with a Mishnah in the end of Masechtes Tamid. Tanan Hasan, Amar Lehem HaMemuna. So the context is Tamid, the avoda that was done daily in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah says that the Memuna, who was the Skan Kohen Gadol, turned to the Kohanim that were going to partake in the Avodah, and he told them, Baruch Hu Bracha Achas, make one bracha. V'heim berchu, and they made a bracha. The Gemara will say what bracha that was. V'karu Aseres HaDibros, then they recited the Aseres HaDibros. Shema, V'hoyim, Shema, V'hoyim. They said Shema. U'baruch Hu Esa'om, Gimel Brachas. And then they said another three brachas. Emes V'yatziv, the first bracha was Emes V'yatziv, the Birchas Kriyishma that we say after Kriyishma that ends Gal Yisrael, the Avoida, they said the Tfila of Ritzei, U Birchas Kayanim, they were Kayanim, and they Duchin. U B'Shabbos, Moisif and Bracha, Achas and Mishmer Ayoitzei. On Shabbos, they would add another Bracha. The Gemara will explain that soon, says the Gemara. So we have a Mishnah that describes brachos and different things that the Kohanim said in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, just to be clear, this Mishnah is describing the Shachris of the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason that they had to daven this abridged version of Tefillah is simply because the Kohanim didn't have time. They were doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and they didn't have time to sit down and to daven and daven the way we do. So as a result, they had to pick and choose certain aspects of Tefillah, and this is what they were going to say. And the Mishnah says there was a bracha, Aseres HaDibros, the three parashiyos of Shema, and another three brachas, Emes V'yatziv, Avodah, and Birchas Kohanim. Says the Gemara, my bracha achas, this first bracha wasn't defined by the Mishnah. What was it? The Rab Abba, Rab Yosi bar Abba, Iklu Lahu Asro, Rab Abba and Rab Yosi bar Abba once were at a certain place, Bo Minayu, and they started asking the Chachamim, my bracha achas, what's this one bracha that the Mishnah in Tamid says that the Kayhanim in the Beis HaMikdash, whose job it was to do the Avodah that day, who didn't have time to daven the entire davening, but this one bracha they had to say, what was it? Nobody knew. Va'asu shaylul Rab Masna. So they went to Rav Masna, they have a biyade, Rav Masna didn't either know. Asu shaylul Rab Yehuda. So then they asked Rav Yehuda, Amaluhu, he said, I'll tell you what I heard from Shmuel. Ahava Rabba. The one bracha that the Kohanim said was the bracha of Ahava Rabba. Amar Rab Zreka, Amar Rab Ami, Amar Rab Shimon ben Lakish, Yoitzar. Rab Zreka said that I heard from Rab Ami, who heard from Reish Lakish, that it wasn't Ahava Rabba, but rather it was Yoitzar. In other words, we have a machloikis amayuram, what that bracha was. Both agree that it was one of the Birchas Kriyishma. The machloikis is, was it the second of the Birchas Kriyishma, Ahava Rabba? Or was it the first of the Birchas Kriyishma? Was it Yoitzirar? Says the Gemara, Kiyos Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar, Hadi Rav Zreka la beferish itmar, Elo michlolo itmar. So Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef came. Where did he come from? So wherever you find in Shas, this Lashon, Kiyasa, it means one of the Amiram came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. There's a Haggah from Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Haggah Yisyaivitz, in Masechtes Avodah Zarah, where he says that the minig was, once upon a time, that all the Yidden that lived in Bavel would go learn for a certain period of time in Eretz Yisrael. We know Rav Dimi went, we know Ravin went. There are different Amiram that we know went to learn in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it on a Gemara that talks about Ravin being at the port of Akko. And he says, Rava, who lived in Bavel, what was he doing in Akko? Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, this is a raya to his thesis that really everybody went to learn in Eretz Yisrael at some point. So Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef came back from Eretz Yisrael, and he said that I know Rav Zreka said in the name of Rav Ami, who said in the name of Reish Lakish, that which bracha did the Kehanim make in the morning before they did the Avodah? It was the bracha of Yoitzarar. So you should know, Hadir Abzreik, Alabatheirish Itma, El Miklol Itma. I just came back from Eretz Yisrael. Reish Lakish lived in Eretz Yisrael, and I can tell you, I heard he never said it before. It's not true. Rav Zreka was medayakid in something Reish Lakish said. How so? The Amir Abzreik, Rav Amir Rav Shem Ben Lakish, Zoysay Meres, Bracha is Ein Ma'akva Zuazu. Because Rav Zreka heard Reish Lakish say that you can learn and deduce from the fact that the Kohanim would make one bracha and not both brachas of Kriyishma, that the two brachas are not ma'akev each other. Meaning, the two Birchas Kriyishma that we say in the morning before Shema, are they ma'akev or are they not ma'akev? Do you have to say both Or if b'di'evet you said one, at the very least you get credit for the one that you said. And Reb Zreika said that I know from Reish Lakish that brachas anam ma'akiv zuazu, says the Gemara, and it's from there that we know that Reish Lakish must have been of the opinion that the bracha that they said was Yotzerar and not the bracha of Ahavah Rabbah. How so? Because Yamri Bishlami Yotzerar and Havah Amri. Because Bishlami Reish Lakish, but the bracha they used to say was Yotzerar, Hainu the bracha saying Ma'akiv Zuazu. So then you can spar that the bracha is Anam Ma'akiv each other, the Loika Amri Ahavah Rabbah, because they said Yotzerar. They didn't say Ahavah Rabbah, so must be the two brachas Anam Ma'akiv each other. Because if the two are Ma'akiv each other, then you would have to say both. So must be, you can't say what? Eliyam, it's Ahavah Rabbah, Ahavah Amri. But if you're going to tell me that the bracha that the Kehanim said was a Havir Rabbah, it wasn't Yotzer, my bracha say Ma'akiv Zuazu, how do you know that the brachas are not Ma'akiv? Dil Mahaydu Layamri Yotzer, maybe the brachas really are Ma'akiv. And really the Kehanim were going to say Yotzer. The reason they didn't say Yotzer, perhaps, is Mishum Deloy Matas Man Yotzer. Maybe because the time to say Yotzer didn't come yet. It's simply because it was too early in the morning for them to say Yotzer. It wasn't too early to say a Havah Rabbah, then maybe it was too early to say Yotzer. V'chimotas mad Yotzer, Havah Amri. Maybe when Yotzer was going to come, they were going to say Yotzer. And if that's the case, you have no raya that bracha is ema'ak v'zu'azu. If Zreika heard for Abam, you heard for Reish Lakish, that from the Kehanim you can prove that the brachas are not ma'akiv zu'azu, must be the bracha that they made was Yotzer. Meaning it was early enough to say Yotzerar, and still they didn't say Ahavah Rabbah. That's a raya that the brachas are not ma'akiv zuazu. Because if you're going to tell me that the bracha they said was Ahavah Rabbah, that you have no raya that the brachas are not ma'akiv zuazu, because maybe really the brachas are ma'akiv, and they're going to say Yotzerar. The reason they didn't say Yotzerar yet is simply because there's no time. But the Gemara says, meaning the Gemara seems to be nitpicking a little bit. Meaning that Bishloima had Reb Zreika heard Mefurish, that this is what Reish Lakish said. Very good. But being that he didn't hear it Mefurish, you have no raya that that's really what he said. But the Gemara says no. Maybe, says the Gemara, that this diak is not a proper diak. Because maybe really the bracha they said was a Havah Rabbah. And Enochinami, when this man of Yotzer was going to come, they would say Yotzer. My bracha say ma'ak v'zuazu, say the bracha. And maybe when he said bracha say ma'ak v'zuazu, he just meant to say that you see that the say the brachas are not ma'akiv, but enochinami. Really, the bracha that they said was Ahavah Rabbah. The reason they didn't say Yotzer yet is because it wasn't time. If that's the case, you have no raya that the brachas are not ma'akiv zuazu. It's true. He never meant to say the brachas are not ma'akiv zuazu. What he meant to say was that the say that the brachas are not ma'akiv zuazu. The point is, it could be that even Reb Zreika, Reb Ami, Reish Lakish also hold, like the first opinion of the Gemara, that the one bracha that they made was Ahavah Rabbah. The bracha that they made was not the bracha of Yotzer. Incidentally, if it was too early to make the bracha of Yotzer, so how do you say Krishma? So Rashi quotes the Gemara Masechtas Yuma, where the Gemara says it's true. Hakoyres Shema im Anshe Mishmar v'im Anshe Maimid Lo Yotza l'fisha Anshe Mishmar Makdimin. It's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says that when they said Shema, it was taka too early. So it was too early for Shema. It was too early for Yotzer. Either way, that's the backdrop to this Gemara. So again, the Gemara began with a Mishnah Masechtas Talmud that discusses the abbreviated version of the davening of the Anshei Mishmar. These were not all the Kehanim, but the Kehanim whose job it was to do the Avodah that day in the Beis HaMikdash. Not every Kohen did the Avodah every day in the Beis HaMikdash. All Kehanim were divided into Mishmaris, into groups, and if it was your group's turn to do the Avodah, so you did the Avodah. So did the Kehanim in the Beis HaMikdash daven? The answer is yes. What was their tefillah? It's a Mishnah. It's the first Mishnah, the fifth parak of Masechtas Talmud. The Mishnah is pretty straightforward. The one thing that's a little unclear is the Mishnah says they recited one bracha before Krishma. What was that one bracha that they said before Krishma? So one mandama said it was the bracha of Ahavah Rabbah. Another mandama said it was the bracha of Yotzer. But then the Gemara said that mandama that says Yotzer, lav beferish itmar, ela mechlole itmar. And as a result, could be really everybody holds that the bracha that they said was Ahavah Rabbah. One interesting thing is that the Gemara says that after they finished Kriyashma, so they said another three brachas. What were the three brachas? Emes v'yatzev, that's the one bracha that we say after Kriyashma. Va'avoida, they said the bracha of Avoida, and they said Birchas Kayanim. So what's Avoida? So Rashi says, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, Avoidas Amchi Yisrael, V'ishe Yisrael, Usfilosam Sekabel Beratzoi. Baruch HaMekabel Avoidas Am Yisrael Beratzoi, Inami Baruch, But what's interesting is that when we say Ritzei in the morning, it's Shmoyne Esrei, so what's our bracha of Ritzei? We're asking Hashem to accept our tefillos. It's The Kohanim also had a bracha of Ritzei, but their Ritzei was a little different. Their Ritzei wasn't accept our tefillah. Their Ritzei was accept our karbonos. And what's interesting is that you always think of tefillah as being connected to karbonos. Tefillahs were instituted in lieu of karbonos. So, keneged the tamid shel shachar, we daven shachris. Keneged the tamid shel ben arbayim, we daven mincha. Keneged the haktaras evarim and the haktaras emurim that happened at night in the Beis HaMikdash, we daven mairiv. That's going to be a major topic that's going to come up in the coming weeks. The tefillahs were instituted keneged the karbonos. But if you have karbonos, what do you need tefillahs for? But you see what tefillah is. That even the kohanim that were bringing karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash, they needed a tefillah. A tefillah yiratzon, a tefillah called ritzei, be mekabelar karbonos. So one of the things that the Mishnah said, that they said in the Beis HaMikdash was, every single morning, Aseres Adibris. So it's interesting. We have a long shachris. They chopped the shachris that we have literally by 98%, but then they added something. What they added was Aseres Adibris. Says the Gemara, the Koyin Aseres Adibris Shma, Vayim Shemoyim, Vayim Emes Vyatzva, Vayim Brechas Kain, Amra Bidu Mashmu, Afbid Vulam Vikshul, the Kris Kain, that the Chachomim wanted to institute that even in the Gvulin, meaning in the Shtibloch, in every base medrash, in every shul, we should add to davening every morning. The Aseres Adibris, Elo Shekvar Bitlum Mipnei Taremes Aminim. But they decided to cancel it, and the reason was because of the Minim. Tanya Nabi Halki, we see what that means in Midram Nossan. Midram Nossan says, Bivulum Vikshul the Kriske. They wanted to institute that you should say Aseres Adibris every morning. Elo Shekvar Bitlum Mipnei Taremes Aminim. Rabbi Bar Barchana Sovar Lemikve Inu Besura. Rabbi Bar Barchana wanted to institute that you should say the Aseres Adibris every day in Surah. Amadi Rav Chizda, so Rav Chizda told Rabbi Bar Barchana, Kvar Bitlum Mipnei Taremes Aminim. Ameimar Sovar Lemikve Inu Benahardo. Ameimar wanted to institute this in the Hardo. Amalei Ravashi told him, Kvar bitlum ipnei taremes aminim. So what's this taremes aminim? So there's a very important Rashi here. We'll speak out a lot about this Rashi at the end of the daf. But for now, just the words of Rashi. Shalo yoimru la'amei ha'oretz ein shar teire emes. The Chamu were afraid that if we would highlight, that we would emphasize Aseres Adibris every single morning, the minin, these are the apikarsim, would go to the amei ha'aretz, the unlearned, and they would tell them, you know why you say that Aseres Adibris in the morning? Because that's the only part of the Torah that's emes. V'teidu she'en koyrin ala ma she'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shomu mipiv Sinai. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah on Har Sinai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself told the Yidin that Aseres Adibris. After that, it was all from Nevuas Moshe. So they were afraid, were the Chachamim, that the minim are going to tell the amei ha'aretz, again, the learned, no. But what about the amei ha'aretz? That only the Aseres Adibris, only what Klai Yisrael heard from Hashem is true. Everything else is not true. So mipnei taroimas haminim, they were afraid of that. So the Chachamim said, let's not put too much of an emphasis on the Aseres Adibris. And as a result, they said in the Beis HaMikdash, it's Kayanim, Kayanim's Rizenheim, they're not Amei Oretz, they're Shevet Levi. I'm not worried about the Kayanim. But in the Gvulin, in the Shtiblach, you never know who you're going to bump into. And you may have a minion of Amei Oretz, and it's going to give an opportunity for a Koyfer to start instilling this type of Kfira. So it's for that reason they were Mevatel, and they said, even though ideally we should say Aseres Adibris every morning, we're not going to. B'Shabbos Meisif in Bracha Achas, L'Mishmer HaYotzei. On Shabbos, the Kayanim would add another bracha. And this bracha was said to the Mishmar HaYotzei. So, what does the Mishmar HaYotzei mean? So again, we mentioned earlier that the Kohanim were divided into groups, and every group had its turn to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The groups got the job of doing the avodah per week. So 1 week it was this Mishmar, the next week it was the following Mishmar. What was the changing of the guard? Meaning, when did one group come in and the next group leave? It happened on Shabbos. Shabbos was the changing of the guard. In fact, the Lechem Aponim was eaten on Shabbos, and they used to divide the Lechem Aponim, the 12 loaves, 6 went for the Mishmar HaYotzei, and 6 went for the Mishmar HaNichnas. It all happened on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, when you have the changing of the guard, literally, then there was another bracha that was added. So my bracha, Achas, Amra Pchelboy, Mishmar HaYotzei, Omer the Mishmar HaNichnas. The Mishmar HaYotzei was the one that would made the bracha. So after they said Emes V'yatziv, they said Ritzei, they Duchin, and then one more bracha. They turned to the Kohanim that were coming into the Beis HaMikdash, and they told him, Misha Shikin Eshmoy Bebayas Hazeh, Hu Yashkin Beinechem Ahava Vahachva Vesholim Vereyas. The bracha was, you should have Sholim. There should be Ahava Vahachva Vesholim Vereyas. The Mashal says, right here on this Gemara, Chedushi HaGadus, why was this the bracha? He says, because if you know the rest of the story, the Gemara says in the second parak of Masechtas Yuma, that when it came time to do the Trumas HaDeshen, so back in the day, before they had a Goyrel, and before it was chosen with a lottery. So there were fights that broke out, and there was Shvichas Domin. Bekitzur, it was Labor Day during certain times in history. And that's a bad thing, because Hashroyes HaShchina requires Vayichen Shom Yisrael, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. That's a criteria. Asher Lo Yar Bevada Lo Yamid. That's the way the Mishkan was built, and that's something that you need in order to have Hashroyes HaShchina. The Beis HaMikdash has to be a place of Shalom. Yet, the Kayhanim, whose job it is to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, used to fight. So, the bracha was, make sure there's Ahava V'Achva V'Shalom V'Reyos, because only then can we accomplish as Kehanim, what our job is here in the Beis HaMikdash. Makim Sha'amru Laharech. So we're going to digress for a moment. So the Mishnah again, we're talking about Birchas Kriyashma, and we're going to return to the halachas of Kriyashma. But before that, the Sefer of the Mishnah. So going back to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, so the Mishnah said that of the two brachas of Kriyashma that we say after Kriyashma Shal Arvis, one is a longer bracha, and one is a shorter bracha. Achas arucha v'achas kitzara. Now the Mishnah said, "Makom sha'amru laharich in rishay lekatz, lekatz in rishay laharich." And this is not only true for the Birchas Kriyashma; it's true for all brachas. So if you have a longer bracha and a shorter bracha, it's that way for a reason. And you can't say, "I know some brachas are long, some brachas are short, so I'll abbreviate the longer one or I'll lengthen the shorter one." No, makom sha'amru laharich in rishay lekatzer, lekatzer in rishay laharich. And then the Mishnah said, "Lachdoim in rishay shaloy lachdoim in rishay lachdoim." There's certain brachas that begin Baruch Atah Hashem and they end Baruch Atah Hashem, like Berachas Kriyashma. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Yotzer Uvarich Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Meres. Same bracha. So you say Baruch Atah Hashem in the beginning, you say it again in the end. Many brachas only have Baruch Atah Hashem once. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyah B'Dvarim. So again, if you have a bracha where the nusach of the bracha is lachtoim, Einu Rashoi Shaloi Lachtoim. If the nusach of the bracha Shaloi Lachtoim, Einu Rashoi Lachtoim. So with that backdrop, a very lumdish Gemara. Pshita says the Gemara, Heich de Tanokit Kasa Decham Rabbi Yodeh. If somebody is holding a cup of wine in his hand, the Kasava de Shechrohu, and he thought that he was holding beer. So he was holding wine, he thought he was holding beer. What's the difference? They're both alcoholic beverages. The difference is that on wine you make a bayir pri agafen, on beer you make a shahakal niya b'dvari. So it's a different bracha. Again, he thought it was beer. So he started saying Baruch Ato Hashem. In his mind, he was going to say shahakal niya b'dvari. V'sayim v'dechamra. And then he realized, he chap, oops, this is wine. And he ended up saying, Elikeinu melech ha'olam, bayir pri agafen. So he got the bracha right. But when he started Baruch Ato Hashem, in his mind he was going to make a shahakal, not a bayir pri agafen. So the halacha is yotza. He's yotza, he doesn't have to make another bracha. Even though, when he said Baruch Ato Hashem, he had in mind a shahakal, and the bracha that he's supposed to make now is not shahakal, it's agafen. Why? Because what would be if he would have made a shahakal? Not just have kavanah while he said Baruch Atah Hashem to make a shakal. What if he would have said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shakal Ne'abedvara and drank the wine? It's okay, Dotran. Al Kula Melama Shakal Ne'abedvara Yatsa, because we know shakal works for everything. So if shakal works for everything, if he would have made a shakal, it would have been okay. So certainly, if he only had in mind shakal during the first part of the bracha, that should be okay. But what would be if somebody's holding a cup of beer? And he thought it was wine. This is in the reverse. So he's holding beer, he has to make a shakal. In his mind, he thinks, when he says Baruch Atah Hashem, that has to make agafen. And that was his kavanah. But then he ended up getting the bracha right. My, what's the halacha? Was he yoitza or was he not yoitza? So clearly kavanah plays a role in brachas. And here's the question. The question is, do you say basa ikar bracha azlinan, that what defines the bracha is the ikar bracha, meaning Baruch Atah Hashem? And being that when he said Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu even, and he had in mind to make a Bore pri agafen, and really he was supposed to make a shakal niya b'dvar, it's not going to be a good bracha. I basa chsim azlinan. At the end of the day, he got the bracha right. So, being that he got the bracha right, maybe it's going to be okay. So, what's the defining part of the bracha that determines what bracha this is? Is it the ikar, as in the reisha, the first part of the bracha? Or is it the chasima? It's the ending. Says the Gemara Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from a braisa that's me'inyan le'inyan to the sugya that we're learning. Shachris, if someone in the morning was pasach b'yotzer or, v'sayeh b'marav arav. So he's davening Shachris, he starts off, Baruch Atah Hashem alikirim b'alachaylam, yotzer or, v'arich hashach. And then, when it comes to, instead of saying yotzer ha'mayres, he starts, ha'marav arav. So the halach is like, yotza. Hopefully he wasn't davening for the Yavetz. He's not yotza. It's not okay. You started yotza, you're davening shachris, and you concluded a marav harav. Pasuk the marav harav. What if you started a marav harav? Again, this is in the morning. The sign be yotza, and then he realized he ended up getting it right. So the halach is yotza. Then he's going to be yotza. Arvis, what if he was davening ma'ariv? Just the reverse. Pasach b'marav haravim b'sayim b'yotzerar. What yotzer? Pasach b'yotzerar. V'sayim b'marav haravim yotzer. Klal l'shal davar. The rule is very simple. Hakoyl hoylech achar achitum. Everything is defined based on how you end it. So if in the morning you end yotzer ma'ariv, you're good. If at night you end with hamarav haravim, you're good. Everything is defined based on the chitum. So what do you see from it? It's the end of the bracha that governs this. So l'chura says the Gemara. The same should be true in our case. If somebody was holding a cup of beer, he started making the bracha thinking it's wine. He had in mind Bar Priya Gavim, but he got it right at the end. He ended up making the shakal liyabedvarim. L'chur, it should be okay, but the Gemara says, Shani Hasan, could be it's different. The Ka'amar, Baruch Yoitza Moiris. Maybe there it's different. The reason it's different is because Birchas Krishna are brachas that start with Baruch Atah Hashem, and they end with Baruch Atah Hashem. Meaning, maybe you have to have the right kavanah when you say Baruch Atah Hashem. But this fellow, even though when he started, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yoitzirai, in his mind, he got it wrong. He thought he was going to say the wrong thing. But when he ended and he said Baruch Atah Hashem Tzim Tzveitim, well, then he did get it right. So it's not just that he ended off right. He even got a good Baruch Atah Hashem because there's another Baruch Atah Hashem that you can get right. But a regular Birchas Hanenin, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Baruch Pri Hagafen, the one Baruch Atah Hashem that you made, you got wrong. And as a result, maybe over there, it's not going to be good. But the Gemara says, Hanichle Rav, that's what we're going to Rav, Dama Kol Baruch Hashem, Bahasgar Hashem, in a Bracha Shapir. Rav holds that in order for a Bracha to be a Bracha, you have to say Baruch Atah Hashem. As opposed to what? Elikeinu Melech Olam. That's not Ma'akid. So by Birchas Kriyishma, when you're Messiah, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yoitza Moiris, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amarav Aravim, even though you didn't say Elikeinu Melech Olam, but it's considered the Iker of the Bracha. So even though you got the Iker wrong, when you started the bracha, you got the ikar right in the chitum of the bracha. Maybe that's why it's good, though. Over there, El Rabbi Yechon, Dama Kol Baruch Hashem, Malchus Ein Bracha. But according to Rabbi Yechon, that says that the only time a bracha is a good bracha is if you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elikeinu Melech Ha'olam, Ma'i Ikalu Meimar. You didn't say Elikeinu Melech Ha'olam at the end of the bracha. And still you see, Zeh Klal. So you see, it's all about the chitum. Even though you don't, well, you can tell me, here you have a Baruch Atah Hashem. Yeah, but according to Rabbi Yechon, Baruch Atah Hashem doesn't matter. You need to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech Ha'olam, and that you didn't do. That you only have in the first part of the bracha. So you see clearly that doesn't bother me that the first part of the bracha, which is the Iker bracha, quote unquote, as long as the chitam is good. But the Gemara says, Ella, maybe the reason you can't bring a raya from Birchas Kriyishma is for a different reason. Because keep in mind, Rabbi Bar Ulo, Kedei Lahaske Midasayim, Balayla, Umidasayla Bayoim, Kikama Bracha, Umalchus, Meikara Chavayokam. So this is the second time we've had this idea. We saw earlier that the Chachamu were Mesakin, that in the morning you should mention Laila, and at night you should mention Day. And the reason is because there were pagans that believed Misha Barayim, Lebara Laila, Misha Barayim, Lebara Yoim. So the Chachamim said, in the morning, don't just mention Yoitzerai, you should all say Uvari Choshech. At night, don't just mention Choshech, but we say Goyle, Urim, Ne Choshech, the Choshech. The point is, when you make a bracha, so if a person, he's davening shachris, and he thought he was davening ma'ariv, okay, he had in mind in Baruch Atah Hashem, assuming he had anything in mind, but he had in mind Choshech, that's true, but he also had in mind Ar. Because even when you daven ma'ariv, you're supposed to have in mind Ar. And if it was ma'ariv and you're thinking it's supposed to be shachris, you got, meaning you're always going to get the right kavanah anyway. So maybe over there it works, because in the Baruch Atah Hashem, even though you made a ta'us, it was shachris, you thought ma'ariv, it was ma'ariv, you thought shachris. But shachris and ma'ariv are not so off. Because both by shachris and by ma'ariv, you have to be masker midas yoim and midas laila. As opposed to if a person is holding a cup of beer, sheikhar, and he has a mind, the Bayer Priya Gafen, so Baruch Atah Hashem, he's thinking Bayer Priya Gafen, he's not thinking beer, he's thinking wine all the way. So if that's the case, so that he completely botched up the bracha. So maybe over there, it's going to be different. So the Gemara is, in other words, saying two distinctions maybe between the Birchas Nanim and the Birchas Kriyishma. Number one, by the Birchas Kriyishma, HaKoyl HaYilach Achra Chitum, because in the Chitum, you have Baruch Atah Hashem again. Or, number two, it's because in the original Baruch Atah Hashem, there's a difference between Birchas Kriyishma and Birchas Nanim. Because in Birchas Kriyishma, both in the morning and at night, you mask your midas yoim and midas light. Get a lamdash gemara. Toshma mi seifa, says the gemara. So though you don't have a raya from the words of the braisa, maybe you have a raya to this shiloh from the seifa of the braisa. Again, what's the shiloh? Someone's holding a glass of beer. He thinks it's wine. Baruch Atah Hashem, he's thinking Bayer Priya Gafen. He ends up getting the bracha right. Do we go bust at the Iker and being that he thought Bayer Priya Gofen is not a good bracha, or being that he got the bracha right, so maybe it is okay. So the Gemara says, maybe the raya is from the Sefer, because the Sefer said, Klol Yishol Dover, HaKol Hoylech Acher HaChitom. This is the rule. You always go based on the Chitom. Now, Klol Yishol Dover, Lasu Yemai, whenever Chazal say, Zeh HaKlal, or HaKol, or Klol Yishol Dover, it's always coming to be marbe something. So Klol Yishol Dover must be, meaning, this is the rule. What do you mean, this is the rule? Apply it. I mean, I would know to apply it without you telling me to apply it. Must be there's a chiddush, meaning apply it even where you would have thought maybe don't apply it. Meaning from this braisa, you see that this halach is true even for a case that's not identical to this. Says the Gemara, what's that case? My love, last week, Hadamar, oh, probably our Shaila. So even though you don't have a raya from the case of the braisa, but from the klolish of the braisa, you should have a raya. But the Gemara says, Loi, last week, Nahama Vitamri, a different case. It's coming to be marba, a case of bread and dates, not discussing a bracha rishoyna, because that would be literally identical to the case that we're talking about, but rather the bracha achrayim. The Gemara explains, somebody ate bread and he thought he ate dates, uposach adaito de tamri, and now he has to make a bracha achrayim. So he started baruch atah Hashem. Now what bracha achrayim do you make on dates? Alo eitz v'priya eitz. What bracha achrayim do you make on bread? Hazana soilon. You have to bench. So he starts with baruch atah Hashem thinking he's making alo eitz v'priya eitz, and he ended up getting it right. He ended up saying, Hazana sa'oila. So the Gemara says, I hear the shayla, but hainu bayit. That's literally our case. So if klol yishol dover is marba that, then why shouldn't it be marba this? What's the difference between the two cases? This is bracha rishoyna, this is bracha achrayna. It's the same exact case. So the Gemara says, leitzricho, ki goin da achal tamri, it's just the opposite. Where he ate dates. Vikasav and hamoch. He thought that he was eating bread. Upasach ben hamoch. And he started off having in mind to bench. V'sayim b'de tamri, ended up making gal eitz v'al pri eitz. That's what the Braisa says marbo. And that is less of a chiddush than the case that we're talking about. Why? Because he's supposed to make al ho eitz v'al pri eitz, and he had in mind to bench. What would be if this person actually benched? What would be if a person eats dates and then he says, Rabbi Samivan bench and Azana Soilam Kulay Batuva? He'd be yoitzah. You wouldn't have to make another Abrocha Achroina. My time at the Tamri Nami Mezen Zaini. Because what's the nusach of Azana Soilam? You're thanking Hashem for giving you mazoin, something that sustains you. And Tamri affects that just like bread does. The point is that being that in the Baruch Atah Hashem, you had in mind something that had you actually made that bracha, it would have worked. It could be that's why it works in this case. But had you had in mind something that wouldn't work, such as you had in mind hagafen when really you were supposed to make a shahakal, had you made the hagafen for the shahakal, but the evidence wouldn't have worked, maybe in that case it wouldn't be okay. Either way, as we said, this is a lamdash gemara. This is a real first seder gemara. There's also a very, very important toisvis, dibra maskul, loyla suye nahama. When you learn Perek, Ketzim, Avarchim, and Yeshiva, you spend a lot of time on this Tosfos. This is very important in Reb Kiva Eger Hill in Gilyan Hashas, but it's beyond the scope of what we have the time to go through. Says the Gemara of Vayta, Amar Rabba Bar Chinan Asaba, Mishmei Rav. So the Gemara is going to bring down the first of many things that Rabba Bar Chinan Asaba said in the name of Rav. Kol Shalom, Emes V'yatz, Shachris, V'emes V'yatz, V'emuna Arvis. If someone doesn't say Emes V'yatz in the morning, and he doesn't say Emes V'emuna at night, L'yotzi Dechai Vasa, he's not Yotze Birchas Kriyashma. Shenemar, L'hagid L'boikich Hasdecho, V'emunoscha Baloilis. We have to mention the Chesed of Hashem in the morning, V'yatziv, Al Rishonim, Ezras, all talks about the Chesed of Hashem. So that's L'hagid L'boikich Hasdecho, V'emunoscha Baloilis, V'emuna Kol Zois. That's the Emuna V'akadosh Baruch Hu. It's Ma'akiv in Birchas Kriyashma. V'amar Rabba, Bar Chinen Asab, Mishmei Rav. When somebody davens kusha kireya, so certain parts of Shemayna Esrei, so you have to be kireya, right? Baruch Atah Hashem, this moedim, you're supposed to be kireya mishtacheve during Shemayna Esrei. So when you do your kriyos, your kireya b'baruch, you bend when you say the word baruch, ukushu zoykev, and then when you get up, zoykev b'shem. So by baruch, that's when you start bending, and when you say Hashem's name, you're supposed to be standing straight, standing erect. Amar Shmuel, my time at the Rav, dichsev, Hashem zoykev kafufim. That when you say Hashem, you have to be Zoykev. Hashem is Zoykev Kafufim. You're supposed to be standing when you say Hashem. Meisvei, the Pasuk says, Umipnei Shemi Nichashu. Now, Nichas Rashi says, the last Rashi in the Yomid, is a Lashon of Achna. Umipnei Shemi Nichas. You're supposed to have Achna when you mention Hashem's name. When you mention Hashem's name, you should stand straight. That's Gaiva. To the contrary, when you say Hashem's name, you should be bent over. Doesn't that make more sense? But the Gemara says, Miksiv Bishmi before you say Hashem's name. It doesn't say when you say Hashem's name, before you say Hashem's name. So Shmuel said to Rav son Chia. You have this in a few places in Shas. So Rav was passed away before Shmuel did. And apparently, Chiya Bar Rav was learning by Shmuel, and Shmuel used to tell Chiya Bar Rav, this is Rav's son Chiya, things that he had heard. I mean, Rav and Shmuel were very close, and he used to tell him things that he heard from his father. So he said, Bar Uryon, Tov Emelucham Nilsa Malyus Oda Amar Avuch. He says, come here, I'm going to tell you something that I heard from your father. Kishu Kireya, when a person does his Kriyos and his Ashtach Avos, during Shmein Esrei Kireya, but Baruch, you should bend by Baruch, Kishu Zoykev, Zoykev, when you come to Hashem's name, you should stand straight. Rav Sheshes, Kikara, Kara, Kichizra. Rav Sheshes, when he used to do the kriya, he was kireya like a chizra. Rashi says, what does that mean? A chizra is shevet biyad adam, like a stick. The choyftei klapei mata bebasach. So you hit a stick, doesn't bend, it just goes down in one shot. So his entire top part of his body would be kireya ki zokif, and when he would get up, zokif ki chivya. Rashi says, like a snake. Roishoi techila. First his head would come up and then the rest of his body would follow. So again, all these things that we're learning now have one thing in common. That's the theme of the first parak of Masechtas Brachos. So the entire year when you daven Shmoyne Esrei, you say Hakel HaKadosh. And then Hashiva Shaifteinu, you conclude Melech Oyev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Chutz Me'asara Yavim, Shaben Rosh Hashanah, V'Yem HaKippurim, everybody knows this. During that series of Me'etshuva, Shemespalol HaMelech HaKadosh, V'HaMelech HaMishpat. So instead of HaKel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh. Instead of Melech Oyev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, you say HaMelech HaMishpat. Rav Elazar said, Vilu Omer HaKel HaKadosh Yatzah. Yeah, maybe you could change it if you want, but you don't have to. And if you say HaKel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, Yoytza Shenemar. How do I know that? So Rabbi Loza said, I know from a pasuk. It says, Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Bamishpat, VaHaKel HaKadosh Nikdash Bitztako. Said Rabbi Loza, Imosai Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Bamishpat. When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayigba Bamishpat? When does Hashem judge the world? Elo asara yomim shemei Rosh Hashanah v'adyei makipurim. That's during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And how does that pasuk conclude? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. V'hokel HaKadosh Nikdash Bitzdakah. So how could you tell me, right, when do we say this pasuk? Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos Bamikdash. You say it on Yom Neira. This is a Yom Neira in pasuk. And it says, V'hokel HaKadosh Nikdash Bitzdakah. So it says, Rabbi, how can you tell me HaKel HaKadosh doesn't work on the Aseret Yemei Tshuva? The pasuk HaKel HaKadosh is said in the context of Ayigba Shem Tzvokos Bamikdash, which is the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. My Havala, what's the bottom line? Amar Rav Yosef HaKel HaKadosh Melech HaYiv Tzedakah or Mishpat. Either one. Rabbi says, no, you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh VaMelech HaMishpat. The Hilchasa, of course, is Kerabba, that it's Ma'akev. You have to say HaMelech HaKadosh. V'Amar Rabbi Barachir and Asabim Shmeid Rav. Kol Shef Shalil Vakish Rachim Malchaveroiv. Enim Avakish. If someone has the ability to daven for his friend, Ve'enim Avakish, and he doesn't daven for him, Nikro Choyte. He's called a Choyte. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Gam Anoichi Choliloli Mechatoy LaShem. Mechadoil lehispalel badchem. So the context over there is Shaul HaMelech. And Shaul HaMelech was disappointed that the Chevra weren't helping him capture David. So this is when Shaul was trying to kill David. And he said, Gam anoichi choliloli mechatoil Hashem. I'm sorry, the context over there is Shmuel HaNavi. When Shmuel HaNavi said, I'm davening for you because I have to. Because if I wouldn't daven for you, choliloli mechatoil Hashem. Mechatoil lehispalel badchem. The next if this person that's sick, this person that's not well, this person that needs a Yeshua as a Talmud Chacham, it's not enough to daven for him. The davener literally has to make himself sick on behalf of the person that he's davening. He has to take it so seriously. My time, is it because of this pasuk, the pasuk of Shaul HaMelech that says, mikem es ozni, that Shaul was disappointed. Why, Your Highness, son, why they weren't helping him get David? Damon Melech Shani. He was a king. So ve'in choylo mikem. Why is nobody sick to try to help me? Shaul's a Talmud Chacham. Why is nobody sick to help me? You see, you have to get sick to help a Talmud Chacham. But Shaul wasn't just a Talmud Chacham. It's true. That was one of the things that he was. But he had other attributes as well. He was also a melech. So maybe a melech is in a separate category. Maybe the am has to get sick, literally, to help the melech. Elamei hacha. The raya is from David HaMelech, where David HaMelech said that he was sick. For who? Rashi says, Al doyeg va'achi toifel shehoyu talmidei chachamim. They were talmidei chachamim. David HaMelech got sick trying to help them. Amar Rabba bar Chinan Asaba, Meshmei Derav. Someone does an Avera, and he's embarrassed that he did the Avera, an amazing Gemara. So if someone does an Avera, and he's really, really embarrassed about what he did, the busha is in lieu of tshuva. It's a mechaper. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, l'man tiskeri v'voishti, v'lo yielach oit pischam peh, mipnei kli masech bechapri lach. So, l'chol asher osiso nu'um Hashem alokeh. So, being embarrassed, kli masech, boishti, that works so much so that a person can literally be in a state of bechaprilach, he can get kapara. So the Gemara says, how do you know that? That pasuk, although it's true, you see this idea that if a person doesn't have air, he's embarrassed, he gets mechilas avonis, but it's talking about the tzibur. Maybe again, the tzibur is in a different bucket. Maybe the tzibur is treated differently. So the Gemara says, right, El Mihacha. It's learned out from here, Vayoymer Shmuel, a well known pasuk, El Shal. He said, Lomahir Gastani Lahalo Isoisi. He said, why did you bring me up? Vayoymer Shal Tzali Maidu Plishim Nil Chomibi, because I'm about to fight a war against the Plishim. Velikim Sarme Alai, Veloyo Nani Yoy. Hashem doesn't want to answer me. Gambi Adanavim, Gambi Chaloymois, Vekro El Cholay Dein. I'm coming to you. I need a little bit of help. So the context is Shaul HaMelech's final battle. Well, Shaul HaMelech was not sure whether he should fight the Philistines, the Plishtim. He shouldn't fight the Philistines. So he went to the Chachamim and the Nevi'im, and even went to the Urim V'Tumim, as the Gemara is going to say, and he couldn't get an answer. And he didn't know, should I go to war, should I not go to war? So then Shaul did something controversial. He went to a Balas Oiv. He went to a sorcerer and went to this woman and said, use the Kishuf, known as Oiv. The Torah talks a lot about Oiv and Yudaini. And I want you to bring the neshama of my Rebbe, my mentor, Shmuel Hanavi. And I'm going to ask Shmuel. I'm going to ask Shmuel what the right thing to do is. So that's the context. Vayomer Shmuel Shaul. Shmuel's neshama comes to Shaul and says, Lomahir Kastani Lahalo Yisoyzi. You know how scared I was? I heard that they called for me. I was very, very worried. The Gemara says, Oilonu Miyay Madin, Oilonu Miyay Matechacha. That Shmuel Hanavi was scared. He thought that they were calling in for Din V'cheshben. But either way, so it comes to Shaul. He says, what's going on? So Shaul told Shmuel, I said, I'll be honest with you. I have to fight a war, and I'm not sure what to do. And what did he say? He said, I asked Hashem. He didn't answer me. I asked the Nevi'im. They didn't answer me. I tried Bechaloimois to get the answer. They didn't answer me either. It says the Gemara, V'il Urvatumim Leikamar. Now, he didn't mention that he asked the Urim V'Tumim and the Urim V'Tumim didn't answer. What's the reason? Mishum dekatei l'noiv ira kayanim. The reason is because he was afraid that Shmuel would ask Shaul, why didn't the Urim V'Tumim answer? And he would have to tell him. And you know what the reason was? Because Shaul killed Noiv ira kayanim. There was a city of kayanim called Noiv. They had helped David get away from Shaul as David was running away from Shaul, and Shaul was so upset at what they did that he killed the whole city. He killed the city of Noiv ira kayanim, and it's for that reason the Urim V'Tumim didn't want to communicate with Shaul. This was a punishment for what he did to Noiv ira kayanim, and Shaul was afraid that that's where the conversation was going to go. He was embarrassed about the Avera that he did, and that's why he didn't mention the Urim V'Tumim. What do you see from there? You see one thing, that he was embarrassed. That's what we need from here. Shaul was embarrassed. Okay, we said that if someone does an Avera and he's embarrassed, he gets mechilas avodas. So we just proved a source for the first half of the equation. That Shaul was embarrassed. How do you know that he was forgiven? Minayin dachilu le'mit shemaya shenema, because the pasuk says, Shmuel tells Shaul right there, machar ata uvanecha yimi. He told Shaul, you have good news and bad news. The bad news is, you're going to fight, you're going to be killed, you're going to die. But at the same time, the good news is, tomorrow you're going to be with me, imi. Rabbi Yochanan said, what does imi mean? Bimchitzasi. That Shmuel Hanavi told Shaul, you're going to be together with me. Meaning, Shaul was forgiven for the chet of Noiv ira kayanim. That was an unbelievable avera. Shlichas dam, the whole city of priests of kayanim. But why was he forgiven? Because he was embarrassed. Rabbanan Amri Mehocha, Rabbanan learned it from somewhere else, that Shaul was forgiven. Vahikanum Lashem begivas Shaul, right? Give Hashem. Bechir Hashem. Who said Bechir Hashem? Yotzis Abasko. V'amr Bechir Hashem. This was Abasko that referred to Shaul as the Bechir Hashem. He's the chosen one. Why is he Bechir Hashem? He did such a terrible avera. You see, he was forgiven. Why was he forgiven? Because he was embarrassed. Amr Rabba Bobin Zutrasi, Amr Rabbi Yudah Baran Zvido. Bikshu Likfaya Barshas Balak, Bik Kriyashma. An unbelievable Gemara. So when the Chachamim were Mesakein Kriyashma. Again, in the Torah, it's a little bit unclear what you have to say every morning. What exactly is that referring to? It's a little unclear. So when the Chachamim instituted the Nusach of Kriya Shema, they wanted to incorporate Parshas Balak. Interesting. So why didn't they? Simply because it's too long. It says more my time. Meaning, why did they want Parshas Balak? What's so special about it? Is it because it says, because there's one pasuk, in Parshas Balak that says Kel Mitzia Mimitzrayim. The end of the pasuk is Kisayafis Re'em Loi. Meaning, there's a reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is a very, very big deal, and as a result, the Chachamim said, "Let's have Parshas Balak in Krishma because of the reference, the one mention to Yitzias Mitzrayim." But the Gemara says, if that's the case, Lema Parshas Ribis, U Parshas Mishkalos. There are other parashios in the Torah that chesed behen Yitzias Mitzrayim. So if that's the reason, you could have said other parashios that are shorter, by the way, and accomplished your goal. You'd have the reference of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you'd have a short parashah. It's because of a different pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kara shachav ka'ariu kalavi miyikimeno." The pasuk mentions that we go to sleep, shachav miyikimeno, and we get up in the morning. So you have the idea of b'shachdecha ufkumecha. Not just that, Klal Yisrael goes to sleep like a lion, wakes up like a lion, meaning we're protected, we feel very, very secure. So it doesn't just mention b'shachdecha ufkumecha. It's in the context of a shmira that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe that's the reason. But the Gemara says, v'leima hay p'suka v'sulay. So why can't we just say that pasuk? The Gemara says, gemiri kol parsha de paska Moshe Rabbeinu paskinon, deloy paska Moshe Rabbeinu loy paskinon. We can't just go ahead and pick and choose a pasuk. Either you say the whole parasha or you don't say the whole parasha. So being that parasha's balak is not divided in that way, we have no right to go ahead and divide that parasha. We'll get back to this. Parasha tzitzis mipnei makavua. So why do we say the parasha of tzitzis every morning in Kriyishma? So why do we say the first parasha? So again, even though it's not the furish, but it's the parasha. The parasha where it says b'shach b'cha uf kumecha, that's the parasha that V'hoyam Advar Me'il is referring to. What does it say? It says it twice. It says it in the parasha of Shema. It says it in the parasha of V'hoyam. So that's why we say those two parashas. But why do we say the parasha of Tzitzis? That's like an add-on. So what's the reason for that? That's Midrabanan. The parasha of Tzitzis mipnei makivu'ua. Om Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva. Mipnei sheyesh b'chamisha dvar. Because there's five things that are mentioned in that parasha that are special, that are worth mentioning. Number one, mitzvah Tzitzis. Number two, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Number three, oil mitzvahs. Number four, das mina. We'll see what this all means. Number five, hiru ravera. That's arayos. And finally, hiru avodah zarah. Now, if you count, it's actually six, right? So those five things. Why? Six reasons. So why? The pashup shot is because we'll see the next Mishnah mentions, just look at the Mishnah, maskiring Yitzias Mitzrayim Balilas. I mean, the main reason that we say the parish of Tzitzis is because it mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what's the Gemara's question? What's the Shaila Parshas Tzitzis with name Makivu'ua? It's because we just said there's many parashas in the Torah that mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the question is, Avada Gevist. The reason we say Vayomer is, Ani Hashem Elokeich Masher Etzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. It's because of the mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The question is, there are many parashas that mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why this one? Oh, the answer is, V'mnei Sheyesh B'chamisha Dvarim. It's the other five things that are mentioned in this parasha, says the Gemara. So where do you have all these things? Bishle mahani klas mefarshim. Three of them are mefurish. Where? Oh, mitzvah is tichziv, or risa moisa, yuschartem is kol mitzvah Hashem. It's a reference to all the mitzvahs. Tzitzis, tichziv, pasulam, tzitzis. Right, that it mentions many times. Yitzias Mitzrayim, what does it say, Yitzias Mitzrayim? Tichziv asher oitzesi, elo das minim. Those three is not mefurish. So the Gemara says, no, the Tanya learned to the Braisa. When it says, that's bad hashkofos. That's the improper amunah. The novel says in his heart, ein alikim. So achri levavchem is minos. Achri einechem, zahir aveiro, that's a rayos. Shenemar, vayoymer shimshoin el aviv, oiso kachli, ki yashuv einai. So ayin roya, that's the idea of a rayos. Atem zoinim, zahir aveiro, the zara, vachinu oymer, vayiznu achri ha-ba'olim. So you see that zoin, vayiznu is an idea of avoida zara excess. So just a few ha'aris. So we mentioned, the daf began with the abbreviated tefillah of the Kayanim every morning in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah said, Amalehem Amamuna, Baruchu Bracha Achas. Vehim Baruchu. They said one bracha. What was the bracha? Machlokes in the Gemara. Yoytzera Ruvari Choshech, or Ahava Rabba. The Koru Aseres HaDibris. And then they said the Aseres HaDibris, Shema, Vayim Shmoy Vayomer. In other words, the three parishes of Kriya Shema. Ubaruchu Asam Gimel Brachas. Then there were three more brachas. Emes V'yatziv, the unique nusach of ritzei that the kohanim said. They davened that Hashem should accept the karbonos ubrichas kohanim. They were kohanim, so they duchen. Then on Shabbos, the mishmer hayoytze would give a bracha to the mishmer hanichnos. What was the bracha? Misha shikin eshmei b'bayis hazeh hu yashkin beinecha mahava va'achva v'shalom veris. But one of the things that they said every morning in the Beis Hamikdash was aseres hadibros. And the Gemara said, Om Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel af bigvul and bigshul the kriskein. Really, the Chama wanted to make the same takana that every morning in the gvulin part of shachris we should say the aseres hadibros. So why don't we say the Saras Hadibris? Shekvar bitul b'pnei tarevus aminim. Because of the minim, the Chum decided that maybe this is not such a good idea. What are you worried about? Says Rashi, because we were afraid that the minim are going to tell the Ami Yaretz, you know what we say every morning, the Saras Hadibris? Because that's the only part of the Torah that's true. Why? Because that's what we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So being that that's what we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the only part, everything else we heard from Moshe. Everything else we heard from Moshe, that's not something you have to worry about. Now it's clear in this Rashi that we heard all Aseres HaDibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at Maimed Har Sinai, Vaidabresh, at Shevel, it's called Advar Ma'ela. So what did we hear? We heard the Aseres HaDibros. That's what it sounds like. And that's the concern that the Minim are going to tell the Amei Ha'aretz that only what we heard from Hashem is the Emes. There's a Gemara, a well-known Gemara in the end of Masechtes Makis. Darish Rab Simloi, Sheish Meyos Ushloi Shesrei Mitzvahs Never Loi L'Moshe. There were 613 mitzvahs that we have in the Torah. Sholosh Meis V'Shish V'Chamish Lavin, 365 Lavin, 248 Esen. Amar Rav Abuna Mikro, what's the makar to this? Because it says in the Torah, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. The word Torah is Begematria Shis Meya V'Chatzri. 611. Do the math. Torah is 611. So Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. We heard 611 mitzvahs from Moshe. Anoichi V'la Yilucha. We heard from Hashem. So said, Rab Simloi, there's 613 mitzvahs. You know how I know? It's a drasha. Torah, Tzivah Lanu Moshe. Torah is actually 611. So we heard 611 mitzvahs from Hashem. And that we heard from the Eibishto, and the 611 from Moshe, and the 2 from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What you're going to end up with is 613 mitzvahs, hence Rab Simloi's well-known drasha, Sheish Meyos Ushalish Esrei Mitzvahs, Nemru Loi L'Moshe. 613 mitzvahs. It's a Mefurish Gemara, that how many of the Dibrois did we hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? 2. Anoichim Elo Yilucha. So at first glance, what's pshat in this Rashi? So the emes is that the Gemara in Masechtes Soita, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, brings 3 machloikas in between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. So there's 3 psukim in the Torah that the Gemara brings the machloikas, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, how to understand the pasuk. So this is in the beginning of Masechtes Soita. The reason is because one of the psukim was Vikineis Ishtoi. Rabbi Akiva says it's a chayva. There's a mitzvah for a man suspects his wife that maybe she's doing something inappropriate. Vikineis Ishtoi. Rabbi Shmuel says, you don't have to. You're allowed to. You would have thought maybe for shalom bias reasons you shouldn't do it. No, it's something that it's okay. Rabbi Akiva says chayva. Rabbi Shmuel says rishos. Then the Gemara brings 2 other places. We have the same achloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether something's a mitzvah or something's a rishos. La'olam behem tavoidu regarding your Eved Kenani. Rabbi Akiva says chayva. Rabbi Shmuel says rishos. Rabbi Akiva says, a mashacher avdo is over basay. There's a chiyuv of la'olam behem tavoidu. Rishos says, no, it's optional. They don't go out after 6 years. You don't have to keep your Eved Kenani forever. And lo yitama. A koyin is not allowed to be metama to someone that's not a relative. A relative lo yitama. Yeah, does he have a mitzvah to be metama to a relative? Or not? Again, machloik is between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Frey toisa kasha, temo. V'chi isle, v'chi leslu, hada amar, b'shili mesechtes makis, sheish meis, v'yud gimel mitzvahs, nebel l'moishim yisina. There's 613 mitzvahs. I have a sugya where 3 psukim in the Torah, Rabbi Akiva held was a mitzvah, and Rabbi Shmuel held wasn't a mitzvah. So what's this? It's kasha. L'chura, the number's off. V'chila Rabbi Yishmael, the Amar Rishus Batzalu. It comes out, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have 610. Or maybe according to Rabbi Akiva, you have 616. L'chura, what happened to Taryag? Here are 3 psukim where there's a machlek, is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether it's a mitzvah or it's not a mitzvah. It says, Toisvis, Venira, the Bashar mitzvahs, the Mapik Rabbi Shmuel, Mikra, Ovalei Rabbi Akiva's Mach. You're going to have to say, go through Shas, and you're going to have to find 3 places somewhere in the Torah where there's going to be 3 psukim that according to Rabbi Shmuel is going to be a mitzvah, and according to Rabbi Akiva is not going to be a mitzvah. What those 3 psukim are, Toisvis doesn't say. But Toisvis, everybody holds of 613, and as a result, you're going to have to start making Cheshbonos. I'll tell you a Nifla that the Netziv says in his Pirish on the Sefri. So we just mentioned the Parsha of Tzitzis. So in the Parsha of Tzitzis, there's 4 references to Tzitzis. That's why you have tzitzis on the 4 corners of your baggage. Says the Sefri, and this is also a Gemara Masechtes Menachos, the reason it says tzitzis 4 times, Sha'arba tzitzios ma'akvois zu'ezu, Why? She'arbaton mitzvahs achaseh. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says arba mitzvah. The four tzitzis aren't one mitzvah, and therefore they're ma'akiv each other. No, they're actually one. They're actually four mitzvahs. Says the Netziv. With this three, you can answer Tosis kasha. Tosis asks the kasha that I have a gemara. There's three psukim in the Torah. Rabbi Akiva holds the mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel holds the rishus. Frey Tosis the Rabbi Shmuel. It's batzaluhu klas or quint Rabbi Akiva. I have three more. So Tosis says you have to make a cheshbon. You can find somewhere. Figure it out. 2,711 dafin, you'll find three psukim where you can make a shtickle Torah that you have three mitzvahs that Rabbi Shmuel has the mitzvah. Now, Zok the Netziv, it's a mefurish esefri. Rabbi Shmuel says the four tzitzis are four mitzvahs. Rabbi Kiva says it's one. There's your three mitzvahs. But the truth is that the Ramban in his Sefer HaMitzvahs in Sheirish HaRishoy says that Tosfos asks from a Gemara, those three mitzvahs that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael argued about, Soita Tav Kimla Manal, but really there's many Gemaras in Shas, but you find Tanom argued about Psukim. So Frank, the Ramban, that you can't just focus on one Gemara. This is more of a high level, this is a big picture conversation. What do you do with all these different Gemaras with Tanom argued about Psukim? What happened to Taryak? Says Ramban, I want to clarify Chakira. Taryak mitzvahs, every child heard of 613 mitzvahs. Now, what's the Makar? We just learned the Gemara. Makas Chav Kimla Manal. Now, the Gemara learns it from a pasuk. Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Torah is begamatria 611. Anoichi v'lo yilcha mipia gvura shamanim. Frank the Ramban, or Claire's the Ramban, more accurately, he says, what's the real makar to Taryag? Meaning, was it a drasha? There was no Messiah on Taryag. No one knows. Rabbi Simloi came into Beis Medrash one day, and he said, I figured it out. Torah is begamatria 611. That's tziva lanu Moshe. Anoichi v'lo yilcha mipia gvura shamanim. So I have now 613. Or says the Ramban, maybe there was a Messiah on Taryag. Really, there was a Mesoira on 613. And this Gemara here, Mesachtes Makis, with a Gematria no less, is merely an Asmachta Ba'alma for something that apparently we had the Mesoira that there's supposed to be 613. Lamai Nafkimina. The Nafkimina is, if you can dingzich with the Jerusha, maybe now you're not Meshubit to 613 anymore. If there was a Mesoira 613 mitzvahs, then it is what it is. You could argue with this Gemara Makis from today till tomorrow. It doesn't change the facts. The facts are 613 mitzvahs. But if there was no Mesoira to 613 mitzvahs, the whole Makar to 613 is from this drasha. So what would be if you had found a hole in the drasha? Or you argued for whatever reason, then maybe you wouldn't necessarily hold of 613 mitzvahs. Says the Rabban, I'll tell you why I'm saying this. Because I found a medrash somewhere that says that it wasn't just anoichi v'lo yilcha mipi agvura shamanu, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said all 10 aseres adibros on Har Sinai. He said, if that's the case, then what's the cheshbon? How many mitzvahs should there be? Torah tziva lanu Moshe is 611 plus, not 2, 10, 621 mitzvahs, not 613 mitzvahs. That's the rest of the story. And if that's the case, that's a whole different cheshbon. If there's a Mesoira on Taryag, there's a Mesoira on Taryag. But maybe there was no Mesoira on Taryag. Maybe it all came. Who said all the Tanoim and Shas agreed with this Gemara, Makis? Yeah, we quote it, for sure. But does it mean that everybody held that way? Says Ramban, it's not muchach. But what do you see from here? You see from here that it's true there's a Gemara in Makis, Chof, Dal, Raman, Aleph on the top. Anoichi v'lo yilcha mipiak v'ru shamanam. But Ramban found the Medrash that says that it wasn't just anoichi v'lo yilcha, it was really all aseres adibris. If it was all aseres adibris, so going back to Rashi, Rashi says, Bikshu, they wanted to be masakin that begvulin in the shtiblach. You should say that aseres adibris. Why not? What are the minim going to say? Oh, they say that aseres adibris because that's what they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? I thought we only heard Anoich V'lo Yilcha. It depends on which medrash you learn. But the truth is, it's a nice shtickle Torah, but the truth is that really it's even more pashut. I'm going to tell you why. Because open up a Chumash. I'm reading from Parshas Yisroel. This is the preface to Aseres Adibros. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim. Vayidaber Elokim Es Kol Advarim Ma'ila Leimar. Then you have Aseres Adibros. Doesn't sound like Hashem said all Aseres Adibros. In Parshas Ekev, Vayiten Hashem Elai, this is Moshe talking, the Shnei Luchos HaAvamim, Ksuvim Be'etzpa Elokim, Va'aleihem, what did it say on the Luchos, said Moshe? Kechol Advarim Asher Dibar Hashem Imachem Bahar Mitoicha Yesh Be'yir Makol. You know what it said on the Luchos? everything you heard from Hashem. Now, what did it say on the Luchos? The Aseres HaDibros. So what does it sound like? We heard all Aseres HaDibros from Hashem. Va'aleihem k'chol ha'dvarim asher diber Hashem imachem bahar mitoicha esh b'yoyim ha'kol. So it sounds like we heard all Aseres HaDibros. But then again, Chazal said, anoichi b'lo yelucha mipi ha'kvura shamana. You know who asks this kasha? The Ramban. The Ramban is Pirush al-Atayr, Parshas Yisroi, asks this kasha. And the Ramban says a yesoid. He says that there were three stages of Maimon Har Sinai. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Vayidaber L'kim as Kol HaDvar Mo'ela. Hashem told us all Aseres HaDibros, but the Yidden couldn't understand all Aseres HaDibros. They heard it, but they didn't understand it. The only two of the Dibros they understood was Anoichi and Lo Yelecha. They heard Anoichi and Lo Yelecha, and they understood Anoichi and Lo Yelecha. But the other eight Dibros they heard, they just didn't understand. And that's why Moshe had a chazer it over. As it relates to the rest of the Torah that Moshe, Hashem never even said. That was 100% Moshe Kibbol Torah. You see, Nayum Musar. But as it relates to the Aseres HaDibros, says the Ramban, they're both true. It's true that Vayidaber Likim es kol advar ma'ilo leimar. It's also true that Anoichi v'lo yilucha mipi ha'gevura shamanu. We heard all 10 from Hashem, but we only understood the two. The point is that really we heard all Aseres HaDibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this Rashi, I think, is matim, not only based on that medrash that the Ramban brings in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Shoresh HaRishon, that it wasn't just Anoichi v'lo yelecha mipi ha'gevura shamanu, but we heard all Aseres HaDibros. Because really everybody holds we heard all Aseres HaDibros. The Shaila of Anoichi v'lo yelecha mipi ha'gevura shamanu or not is more in terms of what we understood from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as relates to that, now this is something we spoke about on Shavuos night a few years ago. We had a whole arichus on this whole discussion, because there's another part to this. And that is, you know, we learned in Gemara, and this is in Chazal many times, but we had it recently, here in the beginning of Shas. Brachas Daf Heir Ben Aleph. The Gemara said, Mayid Chsib Ve'et Neluchas Luchas Ha'Evin Va'Toyre Va'Mitzvah Asher Kasafti Lo'Hoi Roysa Luchas Ha'Lasar Sadibris Toyre Zah Mikra Mitzvah Zah Mishnah Asher Kasafti Nevi'im Uksub La'Roysa Zah Talmud Melamid Shekulam Nitnu L'Moshe Min Sinai. We heard everything at Har Sinai, right? There's many, many chazals that say this, that we heard all the mitzvahs, everything, literally, Masha Talmud Vasim Asa L'Chadish, every svar that every kid in yeshiva ever said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said at Har Sinai. Okay, that's what chazal said. There's a little bit of a problem. The problem is, how long was Maimon Har Sinai? How long was Maimon Har Sinai? Just, right, the rest of the story. It's a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says, B'sheish shoyis bayoyim, 6 hours into the day, B'sheish shalachodesh, B'sheish shoyis bayoyim, Kiblu Yisrael asadibros. U'b'teisha shoyis bayoyim, Chazru Yisrael lo'aleim. 9 hours into the day, they were already on their way home. That means the whole Maimon Har Sinai was 3 hours. It was a short program. The whole Maimon Har Sinai was 3 hours. Had they hear Kol HaTorah Kula in 3 hours? How's that possible? So you tell me it was a nes. Okay, so how come it's not mentioned anywhere? We hear about all the nisim, the koilis and the brokim, v'cholam royim es ha-koilis, achas dibra lakim shtayim shuz shamati, right, one thing we heard to, but so how come this, I mean, the kol ha-toyra kula, not a regal achas, in 3 hours, how is that even possible? So for that already, so what was Maimon Har Sinai? This is already a whole nother discussion, but that's the first Ara. Just to end with one final Ara, and that is, actually one other thing, you know, essentially, what is this halacha l'maisa, this whole shmooze? So we don't say Aseres HaDibros. That's not halacha l'maisa, we just don't do it. So it is what it is. I mean, that is halacha l'maisa, but it's not much of a conversation. Where this comes up is that when we lay in Parshas Yisroi, Parshas Vaschana, so there's different minhagim. Some people stand up by Aseres HaDibros. Some people don't stand up by Aseres HaDibros. So we stand up by Oz Yosher, right? There's certain parts, Chazak, Venis Chazak, you stand up. Certain parts of lay, everybody gets up. Aseres HaDibros is very, very prominent. So you would think that you should stand up. But that's why there's a lot of minhagim to stand up. But there are minhagim not to stand up. You know where it comes from? A Rambam. The Rambam in the Tshuva said, don't stand up. Why not? Because you're not supposed to emphasize it. There's a tshuva from the Chida in the Shailos HaTshuvos Toiv Ayin, where he brings this Rambam and he says he thinks it's a Chumra Yisera. He says, why? Because what's the whole point of Tarevis Aminim? That the Minim are going to tell the Amei Yaretz, like Rashi says, this is the only part of the Torah that's true. He says, you're laying in Parshas Yisro, you're standing in front of a Sefer Torah. You're laying in the Chavishei Chumshei Torah. How could somebody say that? It doesn't make sense. Either way, so the Chidah wasn't asking, this is true for a Moshe also, an Igros Moshe. It's an Eirech Chaim, Chelik Dalet, it's Simichav Beis. It was written to B'ni Chavivi, a Rav Agoy, Rav David Feinstein Shlita. That's who Moshe wrote the Tshuva to. It's a long Tshuva with different Svaras. Very nice. Kedai to see inside. But at the end, he says, the Minig Yisrael is to stand up. And if that's your Minig, you should definitely follow your Minig. Just one last I think we're out of time, right?
2 minutes left.
I think we're out of time.